From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we're going to look at a piece of research which is a few years old, but don't be put off by that. It's an interesting piece of research about strategy, and we found it in the MIT Sloan Management Review under the headline, "No One Knows Your Strategy, Not Even Your Top Leaders." And actually, the research spells that out. Actually, there's no, that's not a joke. And actually, I think that it feels fairly unbelievable, stroke, maybe it is believable. It's not funny, though, to think basically organisations are being run without anyone really having a clue what the strategy is. That seems to be the message here. And so we thought we'd just have a quick dig into that, because it's like, wow, that's quite eye-catching. And one of those bits of research, I mean, we talk about a lot of research on the podcast, but I just thought this kind of is slightly up a level from the operational kind of work, making the workforce work more effectively or learning. This seems to be a bit kind of higher up the strategic tree to me, and quite sort of worrying but real. What do you think, Nigel?
It makes me smile. And basically, you have complex strategies which are communicated out with the assumption that therefore everyone's got it. And one of the things that this article draws attention to is some of the senior executives in charge of strategy implementation don't know what the strategy is either. So that they're alone, everyone else in the organization. So one quarter of the managers surveyed could list three of the company's five strategic priorities. Even worse, one third of the leaders charged with implementing the company's strategy could not list even one. It's beyond a joke. But it just shows that strategy is not embedded in workflow. It's not part, it doesn't emerge from the day to day. It sits separate and it's complex. And there's a lot of thought goes into it, but it's launched on an unsuspecting world that largely ignores it or forgets about it. And that is pretty bad. It is a problem. And if you have no one directing the strategy of the organization, what is the point of having a strategy in the first place? And the article asks that question as well. So it's saying that there really are ways in which you can deal with it. But at the moment, from the top down, there's a pretty stark problem being outlined in this article. 4,000 odd samples. So it's not a massive, massive sample, but it's not insignificant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they use this company, they just call it Generex. It's not its real name. And of the top team members, and there are five strategic priorities, no one could talk about strategies points two and three. The biggest one was five, which had four members. And then strategy one had three members, and Norton four had two members of the executive who could remember them. So this is just, you have to say, what is going on here? And what does strategy mean for your organization, apart from something that looks nice on paper, goes well in a PowerPoint presentation and sounds good? If an organization can stumble along with that little grasp amongst its senior executives of the direction of the company that's been set by the CEO and the top team, God help us, essentially. What do you think?
I'm thinking of that. Doesn't culture eat strategy for breakfast?
Quotes. Yes.
That's one thing I'm thinking. The other thing I'm thinking is it is about to be, you know, we're heading into November. So people, learning leaders, for example, will be looking at the year ahead. Well, they have been probably putting plans together, budgets together. And yes, I'm just thinking, so people will be looking at strategy for 2025. And then you've got this bit of research that says basically no one's really got any idea you know, the kind of the culture of the organization is the thing that drives it day to day. That's where things happen. You know, that's the kind of operating part of this in some senses. And the strategy seems to be the thing that is set out, as you said, it's set out by the board, it's presented to shareholders if you're that kind of company, and then it's very badly communicated to the rest of the organization. So people aren't really focusing their work, potentially their goals around this. They're actually around the things that they've always, you know, focused their attention on. And that the thing that concerns me is that, so you've got this kind of middle manager, you know, of all these people, percentage of leaders at each level in an organization, you can list their company's top three priorities.
Yeah.
Middle managers, 18%. Now, these people are the people that have
connect
the
with the people, yeah,
effect in the organization potentially. And so those people really don't know what the strategic goals are. And yet they are signing off development plans and all of, you know, they're responsible for the performance of teams against what goals,
yeah,
and how those goals related to where the organization is going.
Yeah.
And also the other thing is, if there's turbulence in markets and organizations are having to change, then I'm presuming the strategy is trying to steer the organization through that change. But really, things just carry on as they did 6 months ago. That's the reality, isn't it? It doesn't matter whether there's any strategy or not. It's kind of same sort of activities, same sort of outcomes, it looks like.
Yeah, so you end up with only 51% of the top team being able to list the three top priorities for a company. By the time you get to a frontline supervisor, it's dropped to 13%. And therefore, the actual workforce will be practically zero. No, and you can argue that no one cares. But I make 3 points. One point is, if the strategy is so means so little to so many people, there's something wrong with the strategy. Secondly, that if the fall off is so marked between the top team and senior executives, there's a massive communication problem. And thirdly, that it's a presentation problem, that you can make a strategy come alive and you can create words and phrases and pictures that ram home the importance of such and such a change in the organization. Or you could just put words in a glossy leaflet or words on a power, on a website page, and it clearly doesn't work. So everything in here is really pointing towards, what are you trying to do? What is the importance of your strategy? How do you communicate it? And what does it mean to everyone in the organization, not just to the top team? And if you could answer those questions, I think you'd have a much better response to the research than we do on in this paper. So it's worthwhile. It's like a reality check, isn't it? It's just like shaking someone and saying, look, you've spent all these months. This is the reality of your absolutely brilliantly crafted strategy. No one cares, and most people can't even remember it. That should be a wake-up call in my mind.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we were also saying, my final point would be, I think learning teams, if nothing else, could start to highlight this problem in the organization.
Yeah,
you know,
I think so.
Do the research and say, well, actually, you know, this is so poorly communicated, and we're all functional groups will be trying to hang their strategies off whatever that is, but no one knows what it is. So therefore, you're going around in circles. But actually, what about being the people that are engaged very closely with the senior team about this and saying, well, actually, this is a problem. You know, we can't have meaningful development of this workforce if we don't actually understand what that vision is, you know, and what goals we're trying to hit. I think that's an opportunity for learning, because why not? I mean, no one else is doing it, quite clearly. So I'd get in there and
yes,
start to get noticed, because you care about that.
And the impact is easy to measure, because you've got a benchmark.
Yeah, exactly.
So you just test, does it Can you make this different? Can you make it work? I don't know. Anyway, thanks, Martin. That was a good discussion and drawing attention to an old but good paper from MIT Sloan.
That's good. Good conversation. Thanks, Nigel. From scratch.